Welcome to episode 31 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Back in episode 27, I was talking about the placebo effect. And in episode 28, we were looking at the placebo effect and its possible ability to enhance intelligence, or at least performance on cognitive tasks. And a cognitive task is anything that has more to do with your mental activity than your physical activity. Word games, mathematics, memory tests, that sort of thing. There is an effect, and it can help in both physical and cognitive tasks. I'm more interested in enhancing intelligence. I'm sort of obsessed with it, if you haven't noticed, or even if you have. But how does one give themselves a placebo? Well, it occurred to me that we do it all the time. It's called superstition. That's how we ended up with the superstitious pigeon in episode 29. I got this theory that a superstition would have a similar effect as the placebo effect, sort of self-administered, to get a little bit of oomph on what you're trying to accomplish. Well, then I had to research and see if the any supporting evidence is out there. And in episode 29, the YouTube video, the 12, 13-minute long lecture by the one guy, towards the end, he mentions that superstition can be beneficial. It can reduce anxiety. It can lower blood pressure. And that sounds a little bit like a placebo effect, just sort of a hint. Well, I dug around a little bit more to see if there's been any research on beneficial effects of superstition. I found so many articles saying that all those tricks athletes do to improve their performance work. It gives them a sense of control, lowers their anxiety, and can improve their performance. Only when I went digging a little further, I found out they are all referencing the same 2010 study. And it's the only one I've found so far, just one little lonely paper. In that study, they gave some participants golf balls and sent them out to go putting. They told some of them that this ball is a lucky golf ball. And they did a little better on the putting than the people who weren't told that. They did some other things. They did one test where all they did was tell the participants, some of them, good luck. And they performed a little better. It's evidence. It's not overwhelming. I'd sure like to see someone replicate the study. But perhaps we've been giving ourselves placebos all this time. And the last note on placebos in general. I've run into things where there's sort of a debate about whether or not this substance is really helping people perform, or is it just a placebo? And you got to be careful when you use words like just, or merely, or only. Because in the paper I used as a reference in episode 27, in the introduction, it mentioned that, at least in a clinical setting, for anxiety and depression, as much as half of the improvement comes from the patient's expectations and hopes. If it works, please pass the placebo.